When I was a little bitty boy, just a bar from the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house, everybody have a little fun. We'd have chicken pie and country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was the great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of four little geese, but the whole of the clock on the tick. They would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs, and the pig we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks spit and chew. Mom would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of four little geese, took a hole with a claw for the tick. It would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs, and a pig we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Now I love my ma and I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousins, and even kissed Aunt Lou. Ooh, but if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said, I'd trade them all, plus the gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 little geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs, and the piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.